This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A University of Colorado regent has announced a plan to expand collective bargaining rights to faculty, staff, and student workers across all four CU campuses. If passed, the policy would establish a formal process for thousands of workers, including researchers, graduate assistants, medical trainees, postdoctoral researchers, and hourly employees, to unionize. The final vote is expected in the summer after gathering feedback from the campus communities. State authorities are closing their investigation into the 2005 death of political journalist and author Hunter S. Thompson near Aspen. CPR's Allison Scherer reports that the review affirmed Thompson took his life.
That's what the Pitkin County coroner ruled more than 20 years ago. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation launched a comprehensive case review into the death after Thompson's widow, Anita, contacted the sheriff with new concerns. The review looked at the autopsy and law enforcement records, including photos, and interviewed family members. State officials say the coroner noted that Thompson had physical and mental decline and reported suicidal ideations. He also idolized Ernest Hemingway, who also died by suicide, state officials said. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Enrollment in Colorado's marketplace for health insurance saw a slight decline for plans this year. Connect for Health saw a 2% dip in the number of Coloradans signing up for health insurance. Officials there credit a new cost reduction program created by state lawmakers for the smaller-than-expected decline. More than two-thirds of the enrollees are getting financial assistance. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.